Welcome to Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio, where each month we engage the best and brightest stars of the Loris wholesaling team to share their ideas for consistent, repeatable, and award-winning sales success. Whether it's mutual funds, annuities, or life insurance sales, the Loris wholesaling professionals continue to lead the industry in professionalism, knowledge, and overall sales achievement. Loris Distributors, consultative partners to advisor success. Now, here's your host of Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio, Rob Shore.
Welcome to another edition of Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio. I am delighted that you could join us today. You know, this broadcast goes out to the entire distribution organization, and sometimes a distribution organization needs to hear from the leader. So I thought today it would be a great idea to bring on the leader of Loris Distributors and have some conversation about the things that he finds to be important relative to process, tools, implementation, how he envisions the success of the sales organization and its support departments on a move forward basis. So everyone should be familiar with Thomas Mahoney. And just by way of background, Thomas has been with Loris for the better part of almost 13 years. And he started as a wholesaler. He was carrying the bag. But now in his role, he serves overall distribution for not only mutual funds, but also annuities, as well as life insurance. A big, warm Loris Distributors welcome to the leader, Thomas Mahoney. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Rob.
It's really delightful to have you here today, Thomas. What we want to do is really be tight and focused because we only have a limited amount of time, and most of the folks that are going to be listening to this are probably somewhere in transit, hopefully taking that MP3 and listening to it as they make their way from appointment to appointment. Thomas, I want to talk about process. I want to get really focused on process. And you and I have had some really great discussions about the manner in which you go about doing your homework before an appointment, how you envision what the end goal of that appointment is. Would you take me through some of that? What not only made you successful when you were carrying the bag, then as a divisional manager, but what are some of the fundamentals that you instill in your sales team as far as process?
Yeah, Rob, you know, there's two things that I believe have to be incorporated no matter what you're wholesaling. It doesn't matter the product. Obviously, with us, we have annuities, life and whatnot, but it doesn't matter the product. There's two main processes in my belief. The first one is, how do you prepare for the appointment? What does that process look like? And then the second one is, when you're actually in front of the advisor, what's your process? And they actually tie to one another. So let me go through my process first. How do we get ready for the appointment?
All right, so let's do that. So is this actually what you're doing at home before you even leave to get in the car or rent a car or leave the hotel?
Absolutely.
All right, so take me through it.
All right, and by the way, this would be the Monday office day, Sunday night, whenever you are getting prepped and ready before you pack your bag to leave the house.
All right, that sounds perfect.
The 2 hours at the end of your prep time should always be left for the appointment info. In other words, getting ready for each and every appointment. What we have everybody do, and I did this as a wholesaler, is I would take out a legal pad. I know I'm going old school on you,
yep.
But I would take out a yellow legal pad.
Yeah.
And we would take one page for every single appointment. So essentially, you'd have 20 pages in your legal pad.
All right.
And at the very top, you're going to write the name of the individual, right? Then...
So that's the individual that you're about... That's the appointment that you're about to have.
That's the first appointment of the day.
Got it. All right.
So if you have 20 pages, there will be 20 names, one on each page.
All right.
And these will be the 20 appointments for the week.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
And that legal pad, the process for prepping your legal pad is this. And by the way, Rob, it's no different than what most successful wholesalers do to deliver a quality presentation.
All right.
We always start out with an anecdote, a story, a factoid, something from the news that's relevant to what we're going to talk about with that advisor.
So this is physically what I'm going to do in the advisor when my cheek is in their guest chair. This is what I'm going to do. The first thing coming out of my mouth, this is the anecdote, the story, something that is compelling about, you know, breaking the ice, opening the conversation.
After the shake hand, hey, how you doing? Sit down. How's the family? All that stuff. Before you get into the conversation of the day, which is your topic,
yep.
It's in the news, did you notice? Or, hey, by the way, I was online looking at this. Did you hear about?
Okay.
Right?
All right.
No different than when you stand up in front of a crowd. You don't say, my name's Thomas Mahoney, and I'm going to talk to you about this. You open with a grab or an attention grabber.
Okay.
So this is no different. And that is always followed up by the WIFM. We all know what WIFM is what's in it for me, right? For the advisor. Why do they want to listen to what you have to say over the next 30 to 40 minutes? All right?
Yep, I got that.
And by the way, I'm laying this out on this legal pad in a note version, so it's not free-flowing. The anecdote, let's say the factoid I'm going to talk about may be Social Security. At the very top of that page, I'm simply going to write S period, and that reminds me what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. So then I would lay out what it is I'm going to talk to them. But if it's a product, if it's a process, if it's a sales idea, that will go in the body of that yellow piece of paper. And then at the end, it's a call to action. There's no good presentation, no good appointment without a call to action. What are we doing here? What are you as the advisor going to do to drive revenue off of this and improve your practice? And then what am I going to do to help you move to the next level? So that's what that first process is that yellow legal pad prep for the appointment.
Okay. Now, you had shared with me that, you know, I'm envisioning your team sitting in their office preparing for the week ahead, the 20 appointments they hope to have.
Yep.
Now they got 20 different sheets of yellow paper. Let's multiply that times 4 weeks. Let's multiply that times 48 weeks out in the field. That's a lot of yellow paper. What are we doing with all of it?
Well, there's two things that we do. The way that we've been doing it is pure yellow legal pad, right? For A's, it goes in a file folder in the office. That's for the A's because A's need to have a backup file folder in the office. Prospects, not necessarily as much. But with where we're moving, we're starting to use the iPad, the note section to the iPad.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that technology piece because I think that's really important. Now, I know you shared with me that Loris has made a significant investment in technology, which includes outfitting all the wholesalers with the iPad. So you're now going to take the old school route, as you said. You're going to have this note-taking process, which takes place in the legal pad, but then you're also going to incorporate the technology. So you're going to repeat it on the notepad. And I know I'm getting a little granular here, but it's intriguing because a lot of firms want to figure out, you know, how to crack the code on technology. And you seem to be doing it. Are you putting it in Dropbox? Are you putting it in note section? How are you integrating that?
Let me tell you this. The reason I'm doing both for right now is because we're still, you know, we're piloting these iPads. We're not there yet. We're doing it, but we're not as successful as we want to be. So that's the backup. But here's what we do. There is at the bottom of the actual note, and by the way, you can separate each note by name. You can email it to yourself. And what we do is we have the wholesalers at the end of the week, or they can do it if they so choose at the end of the day. I recommend at the end of the day because it's easier, is they tap point email and send that to themselves, and then they save it in a file with that name on it.
Mm. So you're creating an exclusive file. You have your team create an exclusive file for every A. And how many folks just generally, because we're talking about process here, so I want to bring everybody kind of grounded that, you know, we're talking to the senior leader of the organization, but we're talking about process, but we know his process works. So you create a file for each individual A client, is that right? And then, so you're building on this compendium of information for each A as you move through the sales cycle and the maturation process of the relationship. Is that right?
That is correct.
So the benefit that I'm hearing from you, too, is that you have this really comprehensive catalog of information on each VIP, very important producer in the organization.
Yep. There's one more place we will store this information. It's a little bit more abbreviated,
yeah.
And that's in Salesforce, which is what we use for the contact management system. The reason we do both, this is really important, is for the wholesalers, it's extremely important to have the information on your producer that you need, right? But it's also equally important to share that kind of information to communicate with your internal to make sure that you're on the same page.
Do you think there's anything kind of duplicative, for lack of a better word, about doing it on the yellow pad and then emailing it back to myself and then also putting it in Salesforce? And I know you said you're just kind of getting your footing on the iPad piece, but I just like your thoughts on it because it really represents, Thomas, as I think about it, it represents what leaders have to think about. How do they migrate an organization from the old way of doing it when you grew up wholesaling to the brave new world of technologically storing everything in the cloud and having everything at your fingertips?
And Rob, that's the question that as I speak with other industry professionals that everyone is searching for, right? How do we move to the point where we're not duplicating what we're doing? Because to a certain degree, I know wholesalers that have an iPhone, they have an iPad, they have their laptop, right? And they're still using yellow legal pads to accomplish the same thing. I've yet to find a way to communicate efficiently and effortlessly and singularly.
You know, you said something really important there, singularly, because I know, because we've had a chance to really speak about this. You and I would agree that any wholesaler that goes in to see a producer and is myopically focused only on their technology, on the iPad in their hand, is making a fundamental mistake, because you're making the assumption that the producer sitting in front of you is as technologically capable as yourself. And so you have to be able to adhere or accommodate the conversation for the producer based upon their level of interest and adoption in technology, or, as you just said, to roll it all the way back to the yellow pad.
Well, and Rob, you actually bring up the second process that we focus on.
All right.
And that's the 4D process. The 4D process consists of discover, discuss, determine, and deliver. So if you think way back in the day, how has any successful wholesaler over the years done a good job being a true consultant, right? Being not all about the product, but about being a true consultant and a business partner.
Well, you got to ask a ton of questions, right?
Absolutely. And that's what the 4D process is. You always want to have that discovery and that. And by the way, this doesn't end after the first meeting. You continue to have to discover with even your A producers. And that discover part of it kind of hits to what you're talking about. Are you meeting with an A, B, a C, or a prospect that is tech savvy, that wants everything to be technology driven? Or are you meeting with an old school person who is not using iPads and has no desire to? And that's part of why we still use the legal pad in some cases and why we use the iPad in other cases. Okay? Depending on what we find out in the discovery is where that advisor is taking their business, where do they want to take their business, that's going to determine, in some cases, how we communicate with them.
So, Thomas, let me take you off on an affiliated topic in the limited amount of time we have, because we only get you for about 15 minutes. How does any of this process work for centers of influence? You know, working with centers of influence is the key to wholesaler success. I know that you coach your team to this. I know you believe in it strongly. How do you apply the first end of the process and the 4D process back to the center of influence?
You know, centers of influence are interesting. Every quarter we do business plans. Centers of influence are in there. And I can't tell you how often we have conversations around why they're so important. Because since they don't produce, a lot of wholesalers forget about them and they forget how to work with them. We use the exact same process. I look at them and I have my wholesalers look at them no different than a producer. They use the same 4D process. When they go to meet with them, they prep the exact same way. Except at the end, we're not looking for them to actually write a life insurance application or, you know, do a rollover into an annuity product. We're not looking for that. We're looking for them to open the door, to introduce, or set something up for us to get exposure. And part of that is the discover, right? The 4D process is finding out from that center of influence, whether it's a program manager, a divisional manager, whether it's even somebody in the admin area, right? What is it they're looking to accomplish? What do they need to do to be successful, and how can we help them get there? The discuss is, what do we bring to the table that can help them, their firm, their producers, accomplish their goals? And then we do is we basically determine what it is that we can do or we can do together to drive success to the next level. And then the delivery is simply setting a date and a time and putting something together.
Now, I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm guessing you bring that same process to your key accounts area.
Absolutely. If you really think about it fundamentally, everyone has, in this business, everyone has a job to do. Everyone from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they have goals, their stretch goals and their whisper goals typically, right? They have the goals that are set for them, they have the goals that they set themselves. And they have barriers. So there are always going to be obstacles and opportunities in front of everybody, whether it's a program manager that the key account person is working with, whether it's a sales manager, or it's a producer, or even a platform person inside of a bank program. It doesn't matter who it is. The process works for everyone.
You know, Loris Distributors, you just heard it right from the guy that sits in the number one seat. And what I really appreciate about Thomas's comments is that he was able to transport himself back to the time when he was actually carrying the bag and then reappear, if you will, in the role of leader, which is exactly where he is today. Loris Distributors, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio. Thomas Mahoney, can we thank you, please, for taking time out of your extremely busy day to join us on the air?
Robert, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me, and I like the work that you're doing, so thank you.
Absolutely. Loris Distributors, come back again for another episode of Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio.
You've been listening to Loris Distributors Masterminds Radio. If you'd like more information about any of the ideas you've heard about today, be sure to visit us online at loris.com/LDMR. And be sure to join us for next month's show with our special guest, 2011's top wholesaler, Gail Kane.